It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she definitely has a look this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Well, you got your mic covered there with your clothes.
Go figure, it's just like my house. Everything's covered in clothes.
I'm wondering, how come I can't hear Monica? Look over there, and she's throwing clothes on top of the microphone.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was a hat rest.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there.
How's the drive over from Dawson?
You know, not so bad, but I can see why some people get frustrated that have to drive every day.
Woo! Yep.
Then there would definitely be a reason to color my hair even more often.
Well, we've done Fashionista Friday from Monica's the last two Fridays, so...
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't been to Madison for a while, so it's time to get back and...
And you brought us rolls. That was nice.
Well, yes, you know, good old Casey's, and it was not icy, and it was just like I could get out of the truck, go in and get some rolls, and very kind... Well, welcoming. And
Maynard and I appreciate you treating us.
Oh, it's fun to treat.
All right. Well, I know you brought a ton of stuff in the studio this morning.
I had a helper this morning. My son helped me, and I'm like, oh my gosh. He goes, what are you taking? I said, a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Because it's fun, you know. People are reaching out to me. You know, everyone has shift work and different things. My husband always says, what are you doing? And I'm like, hey, I'm checking my messages or whatever. You know, I want to keep up with everything. And people, you know, they might get off work at whatever time, and they have it in their head. They need something for a trip, and they reach out to me. And I'm blessed to have some business.
Yep. That's kind of the theme today, isn't it? Because a lot of people are taking vacations down south.
Oh, huh? Yes. It's fly. My thing right now is you fly. I pack for them so they can fly.
And you pack light.
I pack light.
All right.
Or you can wear most of your stuff. Like today, I've got it. You'll never see me with a mock neck. And then I got a V-neck shirt underneath. Whew! I might have to ditch the sweater pretty soon. That would make it quite interesting. But anyway.
What did you call that up here?
A turtleneck mock. It's kind of like a mock neck
sweater. A mock neck.
Yeah. But it's probably going to not stay on that long because I could really feel the heat coming out. But we'll try it.
There goes the shacket.
There goes the shacket. And I have a shirt underneath so people don't get excited. I won't flash you.
You just did.
I don't want to. Yeah, I did. But it's the top. So I have been working on different things in my store and trying to rearrange and stuff. And one thing that I'm really working hard on today, finally, is my vacation room.
You have a nice vacation room.
Oh, it's so full of stuff, but it's even fuller now.
Explain to us what your vacation room is, Monica.
Okay. So we're going on vacation, correct? What do we need? What are the must-haves?
Where are we going?
We are going to Florida. Why not? Marco Island.
Okay.
My favorite place. So here we go. We're going on vacation. We got to have a cap. Why? Because the sun is hot.
Okay.
You can wait and buy one there for 50 or 60 bucks, or you can buy one before you go to Monica's and then have money for a cocktail, too.
There you go.
You know, but a lot of times people like souvenirs. But there's just certain things that you cannot find when you travel. Clothes are hard to buy when you're traveling because, number one, they're usually more, how should I say, tourism?
Touristy. Good point.
You know, so you're buying something that has their name on it, which is fine, but... When I've done people's closets, so many people have wardrobes, and they say, oh, that's a container of all my T-shirts and sweatshirts when I traveled. So that's good to a point if you utilize them, but if you're not going to utilize them, then guess what? Bring that money to Monica's, and we'll find you something good to wear.
And you always do.
Well, I try. Yep. So here's the scoop. We'll be showing a lot of the vacation-y things right behind me. But right now, I want to show you what freight I just got in. And then Paul Ramo's going to unpack this for me.
Oh, I get to unpack freight today.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite thing. This is a little different, unpacking freight. What is this?
Well, you're going to tell us about it, Paul Ramo.
Well, it's not in a regular plastic bag.
No. But did you see what's outside of it?
Oh.
Yeah. Six different. Okay.
Six different ways
six
to wear a swimsuit
it's
or
a cover-up.
cover-up for
so,
a swimsuit.
Basically, 95% of women have a black swimsuit. They might have color, too. That's cool. But most of them have black. Okay?
Okay.
So there's six different ways you can wear that cover-up, and I'm really loving it. Really loving it. I thought they were all gone, and I found a few sneaking.
Oh, they have pictures. They have pictures right here.
Yeah.
Of how you different. Oh, look at all the different ways you can.
So this is so fun.
Wrap around your swimsuit.
Yeah. And so there, it gives you ways how to wrap it around. Like if you want it to be like this, or if you want it to cover the bosoms, or if you want to put it in the back and tie up underneath.
How about the yay?
And to cover the yay. God bless you, Paul Rabel. And then And then you could tie it up here. So you guys, there's six different ways. So here's my tip for you today. Get this. And you will be able to wear it six different ways over a swimsuit.
Right.
Or out to dinner. I mean, come on, people. It is so fun. It's so cute. And I love the fabric because it's stretchy. So this I found. And this is the six different ways of wearing it. You know, it could be around the hip, like a skirt. It could be worn like a vest. There's just six different ways, and it's so cool. So I have to keep this for my customer, this little plasticky thing, so they can see how to wear it. But I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, that's unique, and it's very light material.
Yeah, and it's cute.
Looks like it'll go with anything.
Yeah, and it's functional. If you have a bright yellow suit, coral, green, I don't care. This is functional and cute, and it's a wardrobe must-have for a traveler.
Okay. Good stuff there.
Good stuff. And since we're thinking about Valentine's Day, these little t-shirty dresses, short sleeve with pockets, they are a girl's best friend.
Yep.
They are awesome.
So, it's just bright red, what do you call it? Just a skirt?
It's a short sleeve knit swing dress.
Swing dress, okay. It swings.
It swings. And it's fun and it's functional because no matter what woman you are around here that shops at Monica's, she is, and it's probably a mold of women around the whole world, basically. Most women want to wear something again.
Okay.
They don't buy it for just a trip. They buy it. That's why sometimes in this month, I'll sell more white than I ever do all year round.
Why is that?
Because they buy it for vacations and then they have it for when, you know, in
wedding,
the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. Because white denim, I'll get to that. Yeah. White just looks so good on a trip.
Okay.
So this you could pair up over a swimsuit. You could put it under this little denim jacket. Which I want to tell everybody that goes on a trip should take a denim jacket.
Why?
I don't care how hot it is. It's cute. It's fun. It adds character. And no matter what beach you're by, there's cool breezes.
Yep.
At night when you're walking off the water, it's still 10 degrees cooler.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, a jacket like this is huge. I mean, this is fun. How cute is that?
Really cute.
Alrighty.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to go through.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I get so carried away with that. And then these linen jackets, well, we might as well go heavy into the travel, and then I'll show all my bottoms towards the end. Well, bottoms meaning jeans, okay? So this is a fun dress. Because why? It's like a little bit of a half sleeve. It's not a three-quarter, but it's like a little longer than a short sleeve. And this is fun and festive, and it's very flattering.
I saw that in your store last week, and I said, that is so 70s. It's so colorful.
Yes, we love 70s. Talk about 70s. What's Monica wearing? This is the hottest jean right now I have on Facebake.
Facebake, okay.
Yep.
You got to stand up to show us what you're wearing.
How are you going to see my legs?
All right.
Do you see my legs?
Yep.
Kind of?
Yeah, I see them.
Okay. The bleach wash was huge in the 70s, but this bleach wash isn't just like your normal bleach wash. This has stretch.
Beach wash.
Bleach.
Bleach.
Bleach. Ordered in 2019. Got a message from the company about a month ago that they were going to fulfill my order. And then I sold out my first order, shipped them all over. I was so pumped. Only $9.55 to ship this pair of jeans, and they fit like a glove, and the stretch is wonderful. And I was pretty excited I could go down a size. I must have been lost a little, you know.
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
So, yeah, they're fun and festive, and I have them size 29 to 32. And a person should grab a pair of these and wear them for a trip.
Okay.
To the trip, because you can wear them when you're there, too, because they're bleached. A linen jacket. Can't say enough of them. Can't say enough good stuff about this linen. And I'm going to get in more colors, but right now I have, like, this tangerine. I have a white. I have a black. I'm getting back in black, white, navy, tan, and I'm getting in a bright yellow, and it could be sitting in some of the boxes that I have at Monica's right now as we speak. But this is fun and festive for a trip because it's lightweight.
What color is that?
Tangerine.
Tangerine.
And if it sounds like food, I'm all over it.
Me too.
Right?
Okay.
Latte, tangerine.
All right,
so this is fun, festive, and...
Hold that up again. That I just love... I'd buy 10 of them, I think.
Isn't that cute? Well, you're right on with the Monica Shopaholic. But you know what? I love buying fun things for my customers. And the difference from me and other stores and why other stores aren't always so successful. But trust me, I have slow days too. Trust me. It's not easy what I'm doing right now.
Right.
Not easy in these times.
Yep.
But I'm trying to make everything work. But I buy for my customers where a lot of people buy... to buy, I think of who would want to wear it, and I think of this, you know, and it's like, it's a lot of stuff. And this little pursey thing should go on in everybody's travel. Why? Because it fits a phone in it, and if you had to put in your big wallet, it would fit in there, but it even fits a comb, and this is just cute. And I have them in all different colors.
Okay. Got to have a handbag kind of thing.
Yes.
Thing. Yep.
And then here's my tie-dye dress.
Taking us off the rack here.
Tie-dye dress.
Oh, love it. Tie-dye dress. A whole dress.
Can
tie-dye.
Can you beat this? You know, every time I see anything like this, I think Paul Rammel is going to love this dress. You know? Just like the dress you found last week. Kevin goes, where did you find that dress? I said, well, probably in the hallway where you told me to put all that stuff away. I said, that's one of my hot spots.
I think 70s fashion was cool.
It is. And like this jacket looks really good with my jeans I have on. Because I'm like from the matchy-matchy world. And how fun and festive is this coat with these jeans?
Oh, nice.
Oh, cute.
That'll rock it.
Yep. And this has a little slit on the side and it has pockets.
Yep.
So it's awesome.
Running out of time, Monica. You got a pile of stuff to talk about yet.
Well,
Better run through it.
So what I just wanted to tell you for the vacation room, I have sunglasses. I have caps. Whew, as I'm getting a hot flash. I have all kinds of things for vacation. Whether you want to take a travel necklace that goes with everything, you name it, I got everything you need for the vacation room. Plus, I've gotten wonderful, great denim in, too.
You got a lot of denim.
And come and get your white. These are like a legging. And then they
have a white legging
with bling.
With bling.
And they're more like a knit pant. And I want to tell you about these. When you pull them on, they just feel like butter.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome.
Nice.
And they pop with color. And then I got some more jeans in with the distress.
Distress.
Yes.
Not rip and repair, but distress.
Distress.
Okay.
And if you want to put... I got a pair of capri ones in. I put leggings underneath that, and I sold out on those the first day because people are like, I have a lot of leggings I can put under my holy jeans.
Okay.
And then these black ones. You can put whatever color legging you want underneath.
Oh, yeah.
And then that turns it into a rip and repair.
Yeah, if you wore white leggings under that, looks sharp with the black jeans.
Cool! You, Paul Rambo, you are so awesome. You get an A triple plus. That's what the same thing I was thinking. For all the black white lovers out there, throw a white legging underneath this. How sharp and fun is that?
Okay, we got 1 minute left, Monica.
Oh, no.
Time goes fast.
And this is the white jacket I want everybody. I have white denim that I want people to get for their trips.
Okay.
And then I have the little daisy top underneath, which I'm going to get a daisy skirt and a daisy dress. But right now I have the top. This is fun and festive. So travel in style to Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson on 931 Chestnut Street. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
All right. Great job, Monica. Always nice to see you.
Woo, nice to see you.
That was a fast show, wasn't it?
Oh, time flies when you're having fun.
And you're having fun and having a ball, right?
Yes. And thank you for shopping small.
Shop Monica's.
Shop Monica's.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.